We take you now to Cairo and the Cafe Tambourine for a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
Osiris is the name of the Egyptian god of the underworld and judge of the dead. I'm not sure he had anything to do with what happened, but if it had been any closer, I'd have met Osiris in his official capacity, judge of the dead.
The Cafe Tambourine, crowded with tourists, camel drivers, women, cheats, forgotten men down on their luck. The lonely and the lost. For this is Cairo, gateway to the ancient East, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, Smokescreen.
It was the other side of midnight, and I was beginning to think I'd spent one of those routine days I could forget. Just goes to show you how wrong you can be. The customers and the help had gone, and I walked over to the front door to let a little air in before I locked up for the night. I got the air all right, but I also got something I wasn't counting on.
Monsieur Jordan. Monsieur Jordan.
She moved in out of the shadows like she'd been waiting there, and she was inside like a magazine salesman. But she didn't look the part. She was small and dark, all woman, with eyes a little too big for her face.
Monsieur Jordan, you do not remember me.
Well, give me time. It'll come to me.
I was a manicurist at...
Oh, sure. At the Mina House. Let's see. Adele, wasn't it?
Adele Simoneau. Monsieur Jordan, I had to see you.
Well, the light's much better in the daytime.
No. This had to be tonight. I'm asking you, please, to do something for me. It will not be difficult.
I've never heard that before. Well, I'd like to help, Miss Simoneau, but it makes a long day.
I will pay you if that concerns you so much. I ask no favors. Well?
I can answer better if I know what it's about.
Thank you, Monsieur Jordan. Wait here but a moment.
She moved out the door again and walked a few steps to a shadow near the corner. Then they were both coming back. The shadow was a man, much older and grayed. I wasn't sure about the pallor on his face, but the look in his eyes meant something. I'd seen fear before, too many times.
Monsieur Jordan, this is my father, André Simoneau.
Hello, Simoneau.
Monsieur Jordan, I must explain that what we ask is my daughter's wish.
Please, father, it is settled. There is no other way.
Maybe I'm the one to decide that. What's this all about, anyhow?
It is little to ask, Monsieur Jordan. We wish only that the Café Tambourine remain open for us tonight, that we be permitted to stay here.
Oh, I get it. Big convention in town, huh? Hotels are all full.
You do not understand. We also wish that you stay here with us to watch my father.
He needs watching?
I am trying to tell you. You have only to witness my father's presence here.
I expected something like that. Good night, Simoneau. Tambourine closed 10 minutes ago.
You will not help us?
Look, I've been taken in my day, but this isn't my day. You walk in here and tell me you want a witness for father. Why? Because somewhere in Cairo something has happened. It's going to happen. Either way, it won't be good, because I'm supposed to pull the chestnuts out of the fire. Well, no thanks. I burn too easy.
I told you, I pay you.
The police work for free.
But we cannot go to the police. If you would let me explain.
Sure, I'll stop in for manicure someday. You can tell me all about it.
You see, Adele, I was right.
And I thought you were the one person who would help. I was mistaken. Come, father.
Hey, I do not blame you, Mr. Jordan. Our situation is hard to understand.
Monsieur Jordan, your answer is still no?
I don't have to spell it out, do I? Good night. She looked at me for a minute without another word, and something in her eyes made me wonder if I ought to change my mind. But it was too late. She turned and opened the door. That's when Simoneau stopped in his tracks.
The cat! The cat! It is!
Simoneau, get away from that door.
Jordan, help me see.
All right, here. Let me...
Adele, ma fille. Ma petite fille.
Stay back, Simoneau. Let me look at her.
Monsieur. She...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Simoneau, wait. Keep away from the door.
Do not hold me, monsieur. Let me go.
Not out there. Listen to me.
The cat!
Simonon! Come back, Simonon! I stood there trying to realize what had happened, and the answer wasn't pleasant. All they'd asked for was a little help, and I'd said no. Now Adele was lying dead at my feet. And the father had gone out of the door with a look on his face that spelled more trouble. I called Captain Sam Savaya, Cairo Police. He made it to the tambourine in a hurry, and while he examined the girl, I told him everything I knew.
Most regrettable.
All right, go on, Sam. Tell me I could have stopped it.
Oh, you have no reason to condemn yourself, Jordan.
I'm not so sure.
You saw nothing of the assailant?
No, but Simonon did. All he said was the cat.
So this is what we must find, the cat.
Aren't you forgetting something more important?
More important?
Andre Simonon. I saw the way he went out of here. He's after revenge, Sam.
And who can blame him?
Don't you see? He'll cause more trouble for himself unless he can be stopped.
The duty of the police is quite clear. We are able to function only after a crime has happened.
Oh, sure. That's fine. You throw half the Cairo police force into a hunt for the cat, but you won't spend 5 minutes trying to prevent a murder.
But I tell you, my hands are tied. I'm interested in Simonon only as a material witness. We will find the murderer of his daughter, of course.
Oh, sure. You'll find him dead.
Perhaps. Unless...
Oh, I get it, Sam. Unless I get to Simonon first. That made it pretty clear. If Simonon was to be found, I had to find him. I left Sam and his boys to take care of the girl and started out into the Cairo night. I wasted 2 hours and 20 piastres asking questions to try to get a line on Simonon. No results. That left the Mina house where Adele worked. Sleepy night clerk gave me her address in the French Quarter across town. It was already daylight by the time I found it. I didn't expect Simonon to be there, and I was right, but I made enough noise in his door to raise a neighbor. What he told me sent me back north across town to the Bulak Shipping Company. They were just opening up, but a workman was already there scraping a name off the window. It said J. Constantine and A. Simonon. The name he was scratching off was Simonon. Inside, a red-headed secretary sat at a desk in the outer office, putting on her face for the morning customers. She kept right on with the lipstick.
Well, an early bird. Do you have an appointment?
Why, do I need one?
Well, now that depends on who you really wanted to see.
And what if I said Simonon?
Haven't you heard? He's not with us anymore.
Anything else you can tell me about him?
No, but I could try. I get an hour off for lunch.
So do I. But right now, I'll settle for Jay Constantine.
He's awfully busy.
Oh, he's got a minute.
I said he's busy.
What is the meaning of this? Who are you?
Name is Jordan.
Iris, I told you I was seeing no one.
Mr. Jordan's the impetuous type, aren't you, Mr. Jordan? But, be gentle with him, Juno. I might want him back.
Well, speak up. What do you want?
I hope I didn't interrupt your morning paper.
You did. But that doesn't answer my question.
I thought you might be reading about Adele Simonon.
Adele Simonon? What about Adele Simonon? I was reading about a safe robbery last night at the Nile Investment Company.
I see. Does that tie in with it?
Mr. Jordan, I do not know what you are talking about.
Then I'll tell you. Adele Simonon was killed last night. Shot down my cafe.
What?
Yeah.
I see. Sit down, Mr. Jordan. Please, sit down. This is a terrible shock. Terrible. Andre and his daughter loved each other very much. How did this thing happen?
We don't know. I was hoping you could help.
Anything, Mr. Jordan.
And let's start with why Simonon's name is coming off your window.
Oh, that. He quit the business several days ago. He didn't tell you?
No. Any special reason?
Just decided he wanted out. I'm sure it has no connection.
Well, maybe the cat can tell us more about that. That doesn't mean anything to you?
Should it?
I don't know. But we gotta find Simonon. He seemed to know who did the shooting, and he's out for revenge. To kill or get killed.
Yes, of course. Andre would think of revenge. That girl was his whole life. After the way she stuck by him through everything.
Sure, everything.
September 48, Paris, you know. She still had faith in him. Waited for him. To help him when he got out.
September 48, Paris. Get out of where?
Way out of... Mr. Chalk. I thought you were a close friend of his.
That's right.
Obviously you are not. And I have told you too much already. Now you can get out.
Touchy subject, Mr. Constantine.
I can get out. Or I'll have you thrown out.
I half hour later, I was at the Cairo Library going through the Paris newspapers for September 1948, and it paid off. The third paper I went through carried a story of a robbery conviction. Expert safe cracking, defendant Andre Sino. That made me think about something else Constantine had mentioned. Safe cracking job at the Nile Investment Company just last night. Sam could tell me more about that. I drove to the tambourine, parked out back, and started for my office door and the phone. I didn't quite make it.
I did not enjoy waiting, Mr. Jordan.
Right there, my search was over. I hadn't found Simoneau, but I had found a cat. He looked like one, and he sounded like one, and he was very much alive.
Observe me, Mr. Jordan.
I'm looking at the gun. Same one that killed Adele?
So you saw me at the window last night.
Who were the shots for? Adele or her father?
She was at the door at the wrong time.
So they were for Simoneau.
And then he said many things, did he not?
Only two words. The cat.
Two words that mean death to you now.
Why were you after him? Why was he marked for killing?
I talk no more. No more, Mr. Jordan.
I felt nothing. It wasn't me, but the cat that slumped against the door. The sound of a lot of footsteps sent me whirling, in time to see a figure stuffing a gun in his pocket dart out of the alley to the side street. Hey, stop! Come back! Come back here! I stood there, looking after the fading car, and I knew I'd failed. There was nothing now but to call Sam and tell him who I'd seen running away from the killing. I was sure who it was. Adele's father, Andre Simoneau. All I'd wanted was to find Andre Simoneau and keep him out of trouble, but I didn't make him. And it looked like he'd paid the cat in full for Adele's death. So my job was still to call Sam Sabaya and tell him to pick up Simoneau. Not for safe-cracking now, but for murder. I got my office door open, stepped over the cat's lifeless form, sprawled now half inside and half out, reached for the phone. Just then the door for my cafe opened. There stood Constantine's red-headed secretary.
Forget about the lunch, Rocky?
Not in here, Iris, not now.
Oh, you mean we're not quite alone?
You just wait for me in the cafe. Huh?
You shouldn't have done it, Rocky.
It was Simoneau's job. That's why I wanted to find him.
Poor fellow. And dressed so nice.
Don't touch him, Iris. What's the matter with you? Keep away.
Very well, Rocky. Then you will find it for me.
Everybody carries a gun.
Search him quickly. Go through his pockets.
Sure. For anything in particular?
Only the key to his Fiat. Nothing more. Get it?
Yeah. That's what you want.
Toss it over here on the floor. Thank you, Rocky. Now, don't try to follow me. You wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like it at all.
After she ducked out the open door, I was on the phone dialing Sophia. I got a quick answer, told him to get over to the tambourine on the double, and hung up. Then I ran to my car, spun out of the alley, and up to the main drag. I was in time. The little Fiat was speeding down the hill three blocks away. After a while, the car pulled up at a deserted spot near the river docks. She was outside opening the car trunk. She found nothing but kept hunting. Under the car seat, under the floorboards, under the hood, but still no luck. Finally, she gave it up in disgust, left the Fiat, started walking toward the Nile Drive. When I saw her flag down a taxi, I turned to get back to my car and bumped right into a big, shiny badge.
You will come with me, Mr. Jordan, in my car.
Oh, Greco, you're just in time. Get after that taxi. There's a girl in it who can tell you plenty.
Your feeble attempt at delay avails you nothing. The Captain Sabaya wishes to see you.
But he can wait.
Enough, Mr. Jordan. The Captain Sabaya is most annoyed by your manner of hanging up the phone without explanations. Now, it is an order.
All right, Greco. Let's go.
So there is is violence and still more violence, Jordan. And always at your very door.
All right, Sam, you got the cat now. That's who you wanted.
You are telling me that the man murdered at your alley door is the cat?
Of course he is. He admitted killing Adele last night.
And who killed him, Jordan?
I wasn't looking, Sam.
Indeed. Of course it was Simino. We will most certainly find him now.
Sure, you'll find him. A man sees his daughter cut down right in front of him. He can do nothing but square it, and then you get real busy.
Do not forget, Jordan. Retribution is a concern only for the law.
All right, what would you have done? What could any man do?
My feelings are not important.
Well, what do you know about the cat?
Very little, except this bullet which was found in him.
32.
Now, Jordan, why were you not at your cafe when I arrived?
I was tailing somebody else you'll want. Red-headed secretary named Iris. She works for Simino's old partner at the Bulak Shipping Company.
What has she to do with this?
Ask her. I'd have brought her in, only that's when our good friend Greco showed up.
Greco did only as he was ordered.
Sure. Look, Simino was once in prison for safe-cracking. Could that connect up with the big job at the Nile Investment Company last night?
Perhaps Simino himself will clear that up when we find him.
All right, Sam. Go on, have your fun. Sam didn't stop me, so I went out. Pretty soon, Simino would be found, and that'd be that. I tried to walk it off, but things wouldn't sit right. A lot of things. One was a redhead named Iris. I had to get her story. It was late evening when I got back to the Bulak Shipping Company. The place was already closed. I'd just taken a hold of the doorknob when it happened. The shots were from inside the building. I twisted the knob without thinking, and the door came open. The outer room was empty, so I went on into the office. First thing I saw was what had been Jay Constantine lying on the floor. Slumped down in a nearby chair, gun still in his hand, was Andre Simino. Simino. Simino, what's the matter with you? Snap out of it.
Oh, well, Monsieur Jordan, when did you come?
Too late.
What do you mean? I cannot seem to remember. Something happened.
Take a look at Constantine. That'll help.
Oh, then I did kill him, as I come to do.
Listen to me. Tell me why they were after you.
Does not matter now, monsieur.
Constantine was your partner. What else?
Yes, we were partners, but not here.
In what, then? Robbery? Safe cracking?
Yes. I had great skill with locks and nitroglycerin. Constantine did the planning, but finally I was caught in the act, convicted, and sent to prison.
Sure, you do the work and take the rap.
When I got out of prison, it was my daughter who convinced me that I must not return to crime. And Constantine also seemed kind. He invited me to join him as a partner here in his shipping business. It was my chance to live a decent life.
Only what happened? Constantine had other ideas?
He suddenly announced to me that all plans had been made. I was to carry out his orders.
Was it a safe-cracking job at the Nile Investment Company last night? Big haul of negotiable securities?
Me? Then you know. Constantine was commanding. I did not know what to do. Again, my daughter Adele convinced me that I must not do it. I called Constantine by phone and told him that. He was in great fury and said that if I did not do it, he would do it himself and leave evidence that I had been there.
That's when you and Adele came running to my cafe.
But only to ask you to witness that I could not have had a part in the robbery.
But Constantine had to get rid of you then. You knew too much.
That is why he sent the cat. Not to kill my daughter, monsieur, but me. I only wish that it had happened so.
You know what I have to do now. The police have got to know.
It does not matter now, monsieur.
And first, you better hand me the gun.
Take it quickly. And call the police.
Wait a minute. This the one you used?
Oui, but of course. Is not Constantine dead?
No cordite smell in the gun. None of the shells have been fired.
But, monsieur...
Besides, this is a .38. The bullet found in the cat was a .32.
How could that be? I went to kill him. You saw me. I do not remember, but how could it have been otherwise?
I got a good idea, Simino. But right now, you're getting out of here. Hole up in the nearest hotel and stay there. I watched him as he went out and closed the door behind him. I held up a second, and I heard footsteps in the warehouse behind the office. A moment later, the door opened. It was exactly who I expected.
Rocky.
Now, you work nights around here too, Iris?
No, I just got here. What are you doing here?
I'll show you. Have a look, Iris.
I see. It's Constantine.
Well, you don't seem very surprised.
It's just that I don't know how I feel. Simino did it, of course.
Sure. Who else?
What do you mean by that, Rocky?
Now, why did you come back here tonight?
I just came back to get a few things I'd forgotten.
Same things you were after at my cafe when you grabbed the car key off the cat? The same things you were scratching for in the little car but didn't find? A stack of negotiable securities that Constantine hijacked from a safe at the Nile Investment Company?
You know a great deal, don't you, Rocky?
Not as much as you do, Iris. Come on, let's have it.
Rocky, I worked for Constantine. I did only what he told me. I had to.
What did he tell you?
Only that he'd given the securities to the cat to hide. That he didn't trust the cat. I was sent to watch him. When I found him dead at your cafe, I had to get the securities. I was afraid.
Sure, you were real scared, weren't you? Tell me something. Where'd you meet up with a guy like Constantine?
One meets up with many people on the continent, Rocky.
Yeah, that's true.
I knew you'd believe me. I knew you would, Rocky.
This black smudge on your sleeve.
Well, mascara, I guess.
It's not mascara. We know what it is, don't we?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Come on. Let's find out. I kept hold of her wrist and dragged her through the warehouse, out the back door, into an enclosed lot, and there it was, the big incinerator. We went to it. She stood there silently as I opened the metal door and reached inside. The first thing my hand touched was what I wanted. Funky envelopes. A lot of them.
You don't have to open them, Rocky. The securities are all there.
You're in a big hurry to hide them, weren't you? The soot on your sleeve shows that.
Does that make you feel very proud of yourself?
You couldn't have carried that smudge very long without noticing. What happened? You heard me coming in the door. You hid them quick, figuring to come back and get them after I was gone, huh? Did I leave out anything?
Just one thing.
Yeah?
That I have a gun. Rocky, no!
You can't do it twice, Iris.
No! Rocky, give it to me!
The answer's too much. Yeah, 32. It's like the slug found in a cat. I figure the same will be found in Constantine. Sure, two shots gone.
Rocky, listen to me.
It looked pretty easy, didn't it? All you had to do was get the cat and Constantine out of the way, and the securities were all yours. You knew Andre Simonov, half-crazed with grief, was after them both. So you stayed with him. Only you fired the shots, not he. But he didn't even realize that he was to take all the blame.
Rocky, listen. They're gone, both of them. We have securities now. You and I. No one has to know.
It's possible.
We could keep that lunch date. We could keep a lot of them.
Yeah, not for an awful long time, Iris.
But why?
Because you won't be around. It's not after the police get through with you. Iris out of the Bulak Shipping Company building, put her in my car, and took her to the Cairo police headquarters. I gave Sam a quick rundown. He dispatched some boys to go for the body of Jay Constantine. Then I waited while Sam put Iris on the grill for a while. When he came out, he motioned to me.
Come with me, Jordan.
Oh, where are we going, Sam?
You will learn in good time. Come along now.
Okay, but... Come on, let's have it, huh? What did Iris tell you?
She confessed everything. There was little else she could do. Especially when we found that the shot that killed Constantine was also from a 32. Her own gun.
Yeah, it's easy to put together now. Constantine planned a safe-cracking job. When Andre Simonov backed out at the last minute, Constantine decided to go ahead with it. In the meantime, sending the cat to kill Simonov, who knew too much.
Mm. After that, things looked simple for this Irish woman. As Constantine's employee, she knew of the robbery. She had but to kill him and his assistant and get the stolen securities for herself.
And all the time, the pressure would be on Simonov. Everybody knew he was out for revenge. She had us fooled for a while.
Even Simonov was fooled. A man half-crazed with grief and the thought of revenge, who did not even know that the shots were not from his own gun.
So what about him now?
Well, he has achieved no wrong. Surely his unhappiness for his daughter is enough for him to bear.
Thanks, Sam. Now, for the last time, where are we going?
For once, Jordan, I thought I would drive you home to your tambourine, where you belong.
Well, then, hadn't you better turn around? You passed the place 4 blocks back. This is Rocky Jordan again. Next week, you'll meet Alice, a character named Bartlett, another guy named Joe Diotto. But you won't meet Frank Loomis. He's dead.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.